It's Monday, November 16th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Quarterly PC sales data exposes the next thing, which industries are most susceptible to ransomware, and macOS security implications are bigger than the headlines. This is the Business of Tech. Canalys out with their quarterly PC market data, up 23% year-on-year. Chromebooks were the best-performing client PC product in Q3, as shipments grew 122% to a total of 9.4 million. Detachables, tablets and notebooks, grew 88% and were the second best-performing category in personal computing. Within desktops, all-in-ones grew 7%, despite an overall desktop market decline of 32%. Quoting Channel Life, tablets and Chromebooks came to the fore in the context of affordable computing as the pandemic continued to positively influence PC ownership and usage for various purposes. Vendors and channel partners shifted resource allocations towards production and distribution of tablets and Chromebooks to meet this surging demand, which is expected to continue in the short term. And from the analyst, quote, tablets are a natural choice for first-time PC users who want something uncomplicated and affordable to work with. The natural extension of Android and iOS on tablets makes it easy for parents, students, and educators who dabbled with extended remote learning for the first time in their lives and prefer the ease of installing apps that these platforms offer. Another contributing factor is the role these tablets play in the accelerated pace of digital transformation that big and small companies are undertaking. Connected tablets allow businesses to deploy endpoints at crucial stages in their customer and Salesforce journeys, thereby helping these businesses ride the storm. Tablets will find themselves at the heart of every digital transformation going forward. Why do we care? The resurgence of tablets and the rise of Chromebooks is my takeaway here. That analyst insight is key. These are highly functional ways to embrace a computing environment for a significant number and type of users. The cloud is reshaping the edge, and the pandemic helped accelerate that. You care because as an IT service provider, you want to ensure you have a strategy for this segment. It's a segment that is growing, and growth is an opportunity. New data from Datto in their Global State of the Channel Ransomware Report. SMBs aren't the only businesses being targeted by hackers. 4 in 5 MSPs agree that their own businesses are being increasingly targeted by ransomware attacks. In 2019, MSPs reported the cost of downtime was 23 times greater than the ransom amount requested. According to the research, the average ransom demand is $5,900, compared to the average cost of downtime coming in at a staggering $141,000. The report includes rankings of industries most susceptible to ransomware. Leading the stack, healthcare, followed by finance and insurance, government, professional services, and education. Why do we care? It's the industry stack rank that got my attention. That's a useful lens as you consider your customers. Creating a 2x2 matrix where you consider both susceptibility to ransomware and disruption by the pandemic, the most turbulent industries look like education and retail, with education most dramatically different. Another input for your customer analysis process going into 2021. A quick summary of two stories from the macOS world. Last week, some Mac users reported problems opening apps, and it appeared to be linked to an Apple security protocol to check if the software is coming from a known source via a technology called Gatekeeper. Quoting The Verge on the issue, over the next year, the company says it will roll out a new encrypted protocol for developer ID certificate checks while adding strong protections against server failure, that is, protections against the issues that stopped apps from opening last week. Finally, users will also be given the option of opting out of these security protections altogether. Additionally, and unrelated, researchers reporting that changes in Big Sur are allowing some Apple apps to bypass firewalls and VPNs and communicate directly. An example, the Mac App Store, which becomes essentially invisible to software firewalls. Links for complete details in the show notes. Now, why do we care? One of those links is an article entitled Your Computer Isn't Yours, which is a fairly long read, as well as a counterpoint from Security Embedded. I'm highlighting this not so much for the tactical reasons around the macOS, but the strategic thinking about your computer. The headline is very direct, that you don't really own it, and the implications of licensing software rather than outright owning it are coming to roost here. I'll offer two thoughts. First, you should consider how to discuss and answer this for yourself and your customers. Second, it highlights the value of data management, because if you ensure an organization can move its own data, might it not matter? Headaches with customers texting your technicians? Gazinta's Text brings your texting conversation into service tickets. Set your MSP apart by allowing your customers to communicate the way they want, without losing control of the conversation. Since text messages are 10 times more likely to be opened than email, you can get your tickets to resolved faster. An essential tool for supporting a growing remote workforce. Go to tixt.us, that's T-I-X-T.us, to sign up for a free 30-day trial. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I will talk to you again tomorrow.